thing, you know? Like,
yeah.
I want to move forward.
That's yeah, sure. No,
like,
how are you doing?
Well, Hashem, how are you doing?
All right. I'm going to sit over here.
Yeah, keep healthy.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I think I did something. I'm not blaming him.
Maybe it's also like the weather's up and down, and also
could have been.
Also some people have allergies. Like,
I had
like
all week last week, like about second half of the week over Shabbos.
Yeah,
but
it's rough, man. Did you ever try any of those immune juices?
Yeah, I've just been taking like a lot of vitamin C and.
Have you ever gone to juice
zinc? I liked it.
My wife did that, and that really knocked it out of her system. Yeah.
Those ginger shots. Ginger and lemon and
the
shots.
Because it's all natural and.
Right. Yeah. Make a version of it at home, like lemon and stuff. Yeah, it's good.
Sure.
Okay, Bezat Hashem.
Should have four, and everyone who needs a four should have a four.
Amen.
This is Parshas Vikra. The whole Sefer Vikra, it begins with Kabonis, and we're already now after Sefer Geula, we're heading into this. They call it Torah's Karnim. It's the idea of Vikra, and we understand why it's Torah's Karnim in a simple way. The Torah of the Karnim, of the priests, because they're busy serving in the Beis Hamikdash in the time of the Doradeya, or the Mishkan, and please God soon again in the Beis Hamikdash. So we sometimes feel a little bit disconnected, but the good thing is when you're learning Chassidus, is it makes it relatable now. There's a few Torahs we could go into. I did have it saved in my personal one. I should have had a look before I came. Just remind me which one it was. I think we should do like we did last time, not too long ones, because otherwise we might not finish it. And I appreciate the fact that we're getting through it each time, getting to this to the climax, not getting stuck without finishing it. I am a little bit tempted to do the last one because it's, and then see if we get time
the
to do a smaller
one.
Tov Reish Samech Aleph. And the reason is because it talks, it's not too long, and it talks about, that means it was like the last time he spoke at the last year of his life, you know, on Parshas Vayikra. It talks about Aleph Zero. This is a famous concept. I'm sure you've heard about it. The idea that Vayikra, the first word of the Sefer,
has a small
aleph. Rashi
you
talks
call
about
it. Zira is like small.
Small, yeah. It's Aramaic for small, like Rabbi Zeira, yeah.
Right.
It's you know, there's a whole Gemara about Rabbi Zeira and Rabba, the big rabbi, the small rabbi, Mokin de Katnas, Mokin de Gadlas. It's a concept. The idea that there's a big aleph. Do you know where that is in the Torah? There's another concept. It says, but in Sefer Divrei Yomim, in right at the end of the Torah, it says, and it says a big aleph by the name of Odom.
Okay.
So there's definitely an interesting connection between the small aleph and the big aleph. One of the important things we're going to see that this small aleph is to do with Moshe Rabbeinu's humility, because the idea of making yourself smaller. Vayikar is also the idea of tefillin, and Yehuda Maisor of Simcha and Sosim Vayikar. There's a lot of connections to this word. We're going to see. We're going to see that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to teach us what and Svasem is going to bring down what Moshe Rabbeinu is giving us from this Vayikra, from this important word, this break somewhat, giving us a minute to internalize what everything just happened in Shmos.
Okay. So here we go. So it says Vayikra Aleph Ze'ira. They have this small Aleph. Dehine Moshe Rabbeinu Av HaShalom.
Yes.
Kibel Kol HaTorah Me'arba'im Yom Ve'arba'im Laila B'Shamayim. So we all know that Moshe Rabbeinu of Hashem, he received the whole Torah 40 days, 40 nights in Shemayim.
Yes, Peledek, is in living in Shemayim.
Right.
That means no food, no drink.
No, nothing.
Means just purely Ruchnias.
In Cain?
Which is the shorish of nourishment.
All
nourishment, all food and drink is shorished in Ruchnias. So he was in the true reality.
In Cain, is that what that is?
Yes.
In Cain. Lama ne'emar lo parshiyot elu be'ohel moed omata. So he said, if that's the case, why do we say to him in parshiyot elu in these parshiyot be'ohel moed omata? Meaning the whole sefer seems to be Hashem speaking to him in the Ol Moed, which is Lamata, meaning it's not in Shemayim, it's Lamata. It's like,
yes,
it's on the ground. Okay, good question. Raksha ben Yisrael lo hayu mochnim lakabel haTorah shene'amra lo b'shamayim. So he says, only because Bnei Yisrael was not mukhanim with Kabbalah Torah, was not prepared, I guess,
ready
to receive the Torah, shene'amra lo b'shamayim, that had been spoken to Moshe b'shamayim.
So we went on the level, he was there.
Meaning Moshe was on that level.
Yes.
So Moshe went up and sort of and did it on the people's behalf.
Right.
But it's saying here, why are they telling all the details of the Pratim of the Mishkan, or of the service, in Beit HaMikdash? Down here, I guess the Chora, they are able to hear it. That's the implication.
No, we weren't able to get that kind of Torah. We have to have a Torah that would be able to perform down here.
Right, but that's what it's saying. That Torah that can be performed down here, that's the Torah that's...
It's fitting for us. Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah was Shemayim.
Right.
That's where he received it. Pure.
So he says, Shehi b'chinat elef rabuta. This is the aspect of 1,000 times 1,000, which is like, elef rabuta is like about, what is that, 10,000?
Aleph rabuta, this is the aspect of the big aleph, huh?
The big aleph.
So we're more down here. Like we said, Divrei Yomim is the big odom. There's another hint in the word Odom in this week's Parsha. It says, Makrivus, if you read the whole Parsha, do you have a Chumashah? Oh yeah, we can look in the back of the Siddur. There's the first Aliyah, has in it, in Vayikra. This I saw from the, a lot of Hasidus goes back, we've mentioned a lot of times the Maharal, mm-hmm. but there's another Makor that a lot of Hasidus goes back to, the Shnei Luchos HaBris,
okay.
The Shlach Kodesh. And he says this idea in Vayikra, see the word Odom? Second Pasuk. Odom. So once again, the big Aleph in Divrei Yomim, over here, the point is for Odom, to bring a Korban. Down here, this big Aleph. It's not, it doesn't have a big Aleph in this Parsha, but there's...
It's sort of connected to the big Aleph of Adam.
And it means more down here, like the Torah Lamata.
So Aleph Rebuta is not what I was saying, Aleph.
That's the aspect, yeah, but Aleph.
Aleph.
Yeah,
Aleph,
the right. Big Aleph. But it also is 1,000, but that's not what the shot is here.
Okay, Vizeh, Halimud, Hey.
Haya Bekatnus, Mor Madregus Moshe Ben Aleph Shalom.
So Zeh Halimud, Haya Bekatnus, Mor Madregus
Moshe Ben Aleph Shalom. Opposite is Mor Madregus.
Right, so he says this is the learning that was smaller, like in accordance with the level of Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom, Dele Gabei Milta Zutra.
It's a famous Gemara Megillah.
Regarding this small...
This whole limit was a very small thing for him, a small matter. Zutra is also small, but it's Milsa. Zutra is, it's like a little...
It's a small matter.
Yeah, small matter.
The whole limit of Vayikra?
Or the whole limit of... Like Yerushalayim, or that's where the Gemara is referring to. I don't know exactly. He sort of jumps.
Because it was just so natural then.
Yeah, he was already by Shemayim's level of Torah. So a lot of the Torah that he's saying to us is a small thing by him.
Vizeh shekatuv, vayedaber v'chulei lemor. And this is what it means when it said vayedaber v'chulei lemor.
Yeah, that he said, and then by the time he gets to us, lemor. It's lemor. Like a small, a nice, easier lashon for us.
Instead of by the bear, it's lemor.
Yeah, but that was more strong. Yeah,
we were stronger. Shehaya ze limud lemor
lebnei
Yisrael. This learning was shehaya ze limud
said to bnei Yisrael.
Was said.
Instead of told, it was said.
It
told
was
is more
said.
Strong. When you tell someone, you're sort of ordering them in a way. When you say it, you're sort of encouraging them. So it's a different... We see this a few times in the Torah, like Parshas Chazinu, it says, v'daber to the men, and lemor to the women. So there's a concept of the amacher, they're two different nations. Men, you can say strong, and women, you say endearingly, like softly.
Okay, but...
So B'nai Yisrael in as a, compared to Moshe,
it was, it was, it was said,
yeah.
Yeah. V'ze shekatuv
b'shvilchem.
V'ze shekatuv b'shvilchem hu.
For your sake.
And that's what it said, that for your sake, he spoke with me.
Yeah, but Ami, with the nation, with my nation. See, he was very gentle with us, yeah, for our sake. He there was a way how he had to speak to us. But you're learning that now, I suppose, in the Machon. There's a way you're learning with Rav Shlomo, I suppose. Not that I, you know, I don't know exactly what's going on or behind the scenes, but from what little bit I'm seeing. And then there's a way you're going to get up in front of the Kehilah and speak, yeah? He didn't speak the same. He's not going to say that's this different. Kind of stronger Torah that we just heard from Rav Shlomo right. Now. He's not going to say that Lifnei HaRav, yeah?
Right.
You guys can take it a little bit, because he's...
Yeah.
Getting you ready for the shlichas, but when you once you're in front of the people, you have to, you know, especially when it's a mixed crowd.
Open a mechaza.
Yeah.
Shabeoto bishvil shabil shvil.
Shvil, yeah.
Shabeoto shvil v'hadere.
And in this same path and way and the way. You just said it yourself. Literally, you just said those words just before we read that line.
That they can receive
that.
It.
Yeah, you just said that. Literally, you might have like a little Ruach Kodesh just for us in a minute.
So he says, this is,
oh, this is
itself the matter, the deep meaning of the Korbanos.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
Beautiful.
It says,
Midrash.
He says, this is the matter of the Korbanos itself. As it says in the Midrash,
like that was written in the Midrash, yeah? Mashukasav, I think. I don't know, you have.
Praiseworthy are those who are.
Mashukasav.
Tivchar utikarev.
Yeah.
Tivchar
chosen.
That
were chosen.
Chosen and.
Were brought close.
And brought close.
And we know that Karev is also Lashon Korban, yeah?
Right.
So there's an Indian that. The Korbanos brings us is chosen and closeness. It gives us, it's a fortunate thing. Hashem gave us a way. Now, I just saw this in the Siva Sholem. We don't really understand the Korbanos of Korbanos, even the Mukabalim. Yeah, even the biggest Mukabalim and the biggest Rabbanim, Gedolim, in many other generations, I don't know all of them, but many of the generations, don't really know the Korbanos of Korbanos, except when you're actually doing it. You just know that it fixes. And you know, and once you're doing it, Lamaisa, then you can start to have some Korbanos. But to start explaining Korbanos in Golos, it's hard for us to... But what we do know is that Hashem's chosen us, and it brings us close to by doing the Sevada Korbanos. And we're learning about it right now in Parshas Vayikra.
So he says, Bechira, Bechinat Moshe, Bechiro.
He was the chosen one, yeah?
So he says it's Moshe is the chosen one.
Yeah, and he chose also. That was the amazing thing. It was a mutual thing. Bacham we saw Ba'ava. Hashem chose us with love, and what do? We choose him also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
V'hein hayu muchanim. V'hein hayu muchanim b'nei Yisrael b'matan Torah shenivcharu liyod helech Hashem imo.
It's another pasuk from.
And he says, and similarly, we also have this
pasuk. Helech Hashem imo.
Hayu muchanim, and similarly, it was the case that b'nei Yisrael was prepared b'matan Torah. Like they were prepared to have this portion of Hashem in them.
Yeah, that's a pasuk I think in Zos HaBracha, I think. Helech Hashem Imo. It's a deep concept that the Helech of Hashem is with my nation. I mean, I once sat by a shtickle makubo in the old city. His name's Gutman Lok. So he's interesting about Tshuva Yid. He was a guru one time. And one of the things he always tries to explain people based on Chassidus is we have a chelek alekam and ma'am mamish inside of us.
Uh-huh.
So this is a very kind of, you know, deep concept that everyone has a chelek of Hashem, imo. So what does that mean, a portion of Hashem? How do you explain that? What portion? Say a part? Part, he says, is not the right word. Portion, yeah. Because it really is. Once you've got a portion of Hashem, that means you're bound it's up like, with the infinite.
Right, it's like a part of who you are.
Yeah. So it's not even, the part doesn't even make sense because that divides it up.
Right.
It's not about, it's not divisible. It's a chelek of godliness.
Right.
Which is infinite.
Right.
So it's very deep, like start thinking about it.
Vehem atzmam haTorah mamash. And this like is the Torah really the Torah. Kedita
so you understand how deep that concept is. Hashem gave us a chelik in his Torah, and that's really what Torah is. It's a chelik of Hashem, Iman. So but one time, if the nafkaminas of this is very deep. Like, for example, you see some of these guys, say like Matisyahu, or say a Patelis. We're in a shul where, Rosh Shlomo talks about this yid, yeah? We all care about him. And we see now recently he's like seems to be doing more Torah things, more involved with Yiddishkeit again. Yeah, originally he was like a light, and then he had a challenging time period, and now he's back. So one of the Rebbeim once said to me, don't worry, with him he's for sure going to come back, because he has so much Torah inside of him, the Torah itself, Meshivas Nofesh. Said about a relative of mine as well. Mm-hmm. Rebbe said about a relative of mine. The fact that he's learned so much Torah, he had Smicha, he had Nisyonis, but the Torah itself will schlep him out. Because the Torah itself is Chelik of Hashem.
Mm-hmm.
So once there's a Chelik of Hashem, you think the Torah, Meshivas Nofesh, and return him back.
Right.
It's inside of us. It's infinite light that's going to schlep us back to Hashem.
Him Atma Matorah Mamish. Kedita Oraita the Kodesh Baruch Hu v'Israel Kul Chai.
Oh, so beautiful. Right?
And we have this, I don't know where this comes out from.
And but it's brought from the Zohar.
It's in the Zohar.
He doesn't bring Makoros so much, the Sasamis. Right. He says Midrashim, but this is from the Zohar.
It says in the Zohar that the Torah and Kodesh Baruch Hu and Israel, all of it is one.
Yeah, so this is probably one of the most important statements. If you're going to learn Chassidus, this is the shorash of Chassidus. It comes from the Zohar Kodesh.
Mm-hmm.
The root of Chassidus is Avas HaTorah, which is Araisa, Kutcha Baruch Hu, Avas Hashem, and Yisrael, Avas Yisrael. That is the klalim of the Baal Shem Tov, that he wanted to make a big dagesh, a big emphasis on three pillars of Yiddishkeit. Loving Torah, loving Hashem, and loving Yisrael. That's true Chassidus. Not, wearing a strimer and being mean to other people. That's not Chassidus, yeah? You have to actually live up to these three things. So that's Kul Uchad, and these are all one. They're at the point why you have to have such a love for them, because Kul Uchad, and since you have a Chiyav after it's Hashem Elokecha, and you have an Avas HaTorah, and you have a Chiyav of Avas of Yisrael, you have Chiyuvim from the Torah, from this, the Kul Uchad, that's how deep it is. You're tuning into the oneness, all three of them have a yichud, all one together with each other. And so then the real key, if you really want to know Torah, you have to have love for another yid. If you really want to connect to Hashem, you have to really love Torah. It's all one. It's each thing's leading to the next, constantly. And that's a very deep foundation of Chassidus, that the Baal Shem Tov wanted to bring back this awareness. Not like this elitism that had happened with the Talmud Chachamim. He wanted to remind everyone that all of Klal Yisrael, you have to love everyone. The Talmud Chacham really wants to masik all of Torah. He has to love all of Klal Yisrael. Because if a yid has a chelik of Torah in him and you're not loving him, you're blocking that.
You're not loving a piece of Torah.
Yeah, because there's a portion of that of Torah and godliness in that yid that you're not. So then it's not the full thing. It's not the full chad.
Yeah.
Deep.
So he says, "Aval ka'asher niflanu memadragazu srichin lechit." Harvut al yadei hakorbanos.
Wow.
Right, he says, but since we have fallen from this level, then therefore we need to draw closer via the korbanos.
Oh, so Hashem gives us practical tikkunim.
Dekaima be'avoda.
Oh.
So he says, and this is the word that's established in avoda.
This is the thing. Zer mila. Mila is also, it's interesting, milsa. Mila is a word, it's also a thing. It's very interesting with Yiddishkeit. A lot of words are a few concepts in one.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the idea Dibor is also Dava, a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Rabbi Akiva Tatz very much talks about this concept. He brings it from Moshe Shapiro. The idea, I think it's also from the Maror, the idea that everything has many aspects. So the thing, the matter, is established in the Zavoda. And the point is that the Korbanos is Hashem giving us a practical way how to fix up when we fall. Because it's like the Korban Chatas, or all the different kinds of Korbanos that help us. So right now we're learning about them. Mm-hmm. Learning itself has a karak to fix. It says kriya or ma'or lezman. When you're reading, it wakens up the time. So right now we're waking up as if we're doing korbanos by reading the parshas of Vayikra and Vayita.
Mm-hmm.
We're tapping into the light of korbanos. Because things that we can't fix ourselves, Hashem gave us tools to do through the korbanos.
Okay. Wow, amazing. Okay, so here we go. So he says, Ube Midrash. Baruch Hu Hashem Malachav, Velo Kol Malachav HaTachtonim, She'einam Yicholim La'amod B'Takpidav, She'al Kodesh Baruch Hu V'chule. So he says, it says in the Midrash, Baruch Hashem Malachav, that Hashem blessed the angels, lo kol malachav tachshirim, but not all of the lower angels, she'enam yicholim lamod, b'tafkidav, like, she'el kodesh baruch me, but not all of them who couldn't go up and do their actual purpose that Hashem sent them for.
Very good.
Hasn't blessed them.
So that's the lower ones. Now, there are different levels of malachim. I was just talking about it the other day in Tanya. The idea that it's chayas hakodesh, the highest level malachim. And then there's lower level malachim. Not, I know what these things are, but we talk about them in Dominic a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and especially slichos. Sometimes, they come up. The mm-hmm. different levels of Shemayim, the different levels of malachim. If you want to go learn about it, you have to probably learn more Kabbalah Svarim, or maybe in the Masechta Chagiga starts to give you a little bit of a hint. But the point is that the lower level ones are not always able to fulfill their purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Which is interesting, because you think, well, they don't have a Yetzirah, so what's going wrong over here? Yeah? That's a good question. I don't know. We'll see what he has. He explains it.
So he says, "Dehine k'siv v'lo yachol Moshe l'avo v'chule." So he says, "Behold, it was written that, you know, Moshe couldn't go."
Where was that going?
To Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, could be. That makes sense.
Ki shachen alav hanan v'chule. And as it was shachen alav, is like the it was dwelling upon him, these clouds.
Oh, maybe this is talking about Har Sinai, actually.
Maybe. V'halo haya arba yamim u arba layla
tochanan.
So he says, didn't he have 40 days and 40 nights?
Yeah, good point, isn't it? It's a question, yeah. Like, he was in the Anan. So he was able to go up to the
Anan. So how could he tell me he wasn't able to?
Yeah.
So he says, avak siv Moshe. But it says the word Moshe.
Twice.
Moshe shelamala haya tochanan.
I think we had this the other day.
This is the Moshe that was above was within the Anan.
Talks about this.
Ulamata hu helek memo.
Yeah, we did. We had it in the end of Bakudi. We talked about this. Yichud lamala, the Mishkan and Shabbos. We talked about this.
But here he's saying that Moshe, like there was a part of him that was up there, but there was a part of him that wasn't.
So that when it says two Moshes, it means there was a Moshe lamala, Moshe lamata.
Right, and says lamata hu helek memoshe lamala. That the lamata version was a portion of the Moshe that was above.
Yeah.
V'lechein hayat sarich likra mikodem Moshe. L'chaber Moshe shalamata l'Moshe shalamata. In order to connect these two.
Yeah.
He had to say the double language.
Wow.
U'shnei elu b'chinat elyonim v'tachtonim ha'adam kalul mishnehem.
Oh.
So he says, and these two Moshes were from this aspect of above and below. Hadam kalul mishnehem. That was like included in the two of them.
Very good.
He says nishmato shelamala yichola lamot, that this piece of his soul that was above could stand.
Yeah.
Val kshenish. Well,
you're reading perfectly, but
kshenish dal.
Shtalach. Yeah. Lamata.
Shtalach.
But when it was like lamata. Send down lamata.
Is that like a Nishtalshalus?
Yeah, no, Nishtalch, like sent.
Shtalshalus
is another shin, and it's like.
So when it was sent, Lamata, he rak helet mina neshama, v'ashoresh nishar lamala, right? That, but when he went down, it was only a piece
of the neshama. That's a very deep reality. Because
the shoresh remained above.
We have to understand, we say every night in Adon Olam, hopefully. Yeah? We should say it's part of Brikas Krishma. Krishma Alamita, excuse me, not because Krishma. Krishma Alamita, we say Afkid Ruchi. Yeah, I deposit my ruach with you. Afkid Ruchi, based on the times of sleeping. Yeah, this. Let's just read it inside. So I'm just getting it wrong.
Vegia T.
Yeah. Adon Olam is just before Birkas Shachar. Yeah, we say in the morning, and we say also, and the Birkas Krishma as well. This it doesn't bring it for some reason. Surprise, it must be somewhere, yeah? Oh, here, earlier on. He says, at the end, into his hand, Biadov, Kidruchi, Beisishan, Vira. When I go to sleep and when I awaken, Imruchi, Gibia, see Hashem, Liyavaloya. But the first, this last, second from last line, Biadov, Kidruchi, Into silence, entrust my spirit. Basi shanviriya. And when I go to silence, you awaken. And then what do you do when you wake up? You say, after that, alakai nishamat nasata bitahari. What does it mean? You're giving me a soul again every day? So the concept, the way that it's understood in Pini Miswam, it's loved after Chassidus, but just brought down as a concept that your soul goes up every night and you entrust it in Hashem. Meaning you've done what you had to do that day, hopefully, and now that portion of your soul is fixed for eternity, and then Hashem gives you a new chedek of your neshama, another portion, to now work on the new day when you wake up in the morning. So this concept that, you know, there's a Shoresh Lamala and then the Nishala Mala, and then this bit, so we only have a Nishama all the way up there in the higher realms, and he's just giving us day by day another portion to work on. And so with Moshe, it was a much more like revealed aspect of this, because he was such a Madrega that he was Lamala, Lamata, in a revealed sense, where he was collecting the Torah from Shemaim and bringing it down Lamata for us to be able to Mekabel it.
Meaning, even though you took this cow, and it looks like the full cow.
Yeah.
But the truth is, you're only looking at the portion of the cow that's down here, lamata. But in a lamala, there's a corresponding piece of the cow above, that's the idea?
Yeah, and somehow the cow above, not we understand, once again I said, we don't really understand the kavanah.
Does the cow have a neshama? Not really.
We don't really understand the kavanah, how it works, but we do what's called smicha. We give it, we put the rest of our hands on it,
right.
And there's some sort of chelik of ourselves get fixed.
Right.
So it's not really so much to do with the cow, it's more to do with our neshama. Do you understand?
Right, so then it's the portion of Hahelik Shalamata, El Shoresh.
Yeah, definitely there's some ticking to the animal, because it gets, you know, to be part of this holy avodah of elevating a yid's neshama back to a shoresh. Right. But it's not, the ik is not the cow, the ik is what the connection we have of bringing it as a korban.
So therefore it says, V'lechen v'shabbat sheyesh ha'arat neshama yisera.
Yeah.
It says so too on Shabbos, so we have this illumination of the extra neshama. Huazman la'id al habore. This is the time to testify on the Creator.
Yep.
Shabbat sahaduta ikri.
Okay, so I think this is Aramaic again. Shabbos is called sadusa.
Sadusa is like suda, maybe?
No. We'll say it's like a testimony. I'm going to guess.
Oh, maybe it's like testimony?
Yeah, it's like Aramaic for aid. But I wouldn't mind looking it up. Maybe, I don't know if it has Aramaic.
You can ask when Isaac gets back.
Yeah, someone like him or I.
V'lefi shehu yoma denishmatin. Since Shabbos is this day of nishmatin, of this, of the neshama.
Yeah, it's not going to have it. It's Aramaic. So Aduta has no idea. Yeah, it's not going to know.
V'nikra shalom shenidbak ahelek behashoresh.
Yeah.
Right? It's called shalom that it separated the portion from its root.
Lefi shu yamed nishmas, and it's a dev soul. And we call it shalom that it is davik achelik mashoresh. It's the shalom, the idea that we call it shalom, because it's there's a shlemus, because you're joining up the chelik in its root, as Baruch Hu Hashem Malachav, and then the praise Hashem His angels,
because
then it's no the shlemus says there's a shalom, like we say shalom aleichem. A certain shalom is done with the malachim. They did their task during the week to protect us, and now we get new malachim of Shabbos, and they come and bless us. There's a certain shlemus of shalom that's going on because we're davik to the chelik in our shorish. We're no longer just feeling so down here.
Mm-hmm.
Our chelik of our neshama is more revealed. It's the day of neshama. The chelik, the neshama yisera, is more revealed. The testimony that we give of the Eibishta is there. And the Shabbos is giving us power to be more neshamadik, to more give more connections to the angels themselves praise Hashem because they see this gilui of Hashem. And so then even I suppose even the light angel, everything gets a tikkun, everything's praising Hashem. Because it says us, and then they will bless Hashem Malachav.
The Pasuk Nefesh Kitachate Uba Midrash Vigam Hanefesh Lo Timale Lefishahi Milamala Mashal Le Yuruni Shanatal Bat Malachim Vahule. So he says in the Pasuk that it says Nefesh.
So when the Pasuk says, yeah, he sins, that when he sins, yeah.
Well, the Midrash, Gam HaNefesh, Lo Timale, Lefi Shehi Milamala. Meaning, the Pasuk says Nefesh when he sins. In the Midrash, it says, Gam HaNefesh, Lo Timale, Lefi Shehi Milamala. Meaning, there's a Midrash that says that the Nefesh is not full because it's above. Masho Le Iruni. Shenatal bat malachim v'chule. So he says it's there's a parable to a iruni shenatal bat malachim.
I think what happens is that because when a person sins, it pushes away the levels of the neshama.
Okay.
So like a bas malachim, like it's gonna a queen, a daughter of a princess is not gonna want to be near like the icky,
right,
olam hazeh kind of thing. It's that famous moshul of like. It doesn't want to be shaykh, this low experience of the soul distance, just like a princess would from something not nice.
Right, okay, fine. So bat malachim. Ki hanefesh yeshba kama madrigot, because the soul has multiple levels.
Yeah.
Kedita zacha natal nefesh. As it says that the zacha natal nefesh.
Yeah, if you're Zoke, like
Zoke Natal Nefesh. As it says, Zoke Natal Nefesh.
Or pure, maybe.
Like if you merit, then you'll have Natal Nefesh. Zacha Yatir Yehavin Lehashem Rucha. So if you merit, Yatir Yehavin Lehashem Rucha.
It'll be given. Yehavin is like to be given. This is all Aramaic. Zach Yatir, like. He's more, the more merit you have, we give him more ruach, kind of thing. I don't think it's la shem, it's like la lehu or something. To them, a ruach.
Yavin la shem nishmata al shem bezoer amor.
This is a little bit hard. You've shown us this last 4 or 5 minutes.
Al shem bezoer amor. Right, so he says this is what's called Hashem Nishmasa in the Zohar.
Look, we're getting definitely a lot of insights into the fact this soul was given to us. And if we're in a pure state, then it will stay with us. If we're sinning, then it's going to be, all these levels will start to distant. So the concept is this, the more we are Zohar, the more we purify, the more we have blank place for, the more the soul will come to us. And this based on the fact he's given us this soul. We learn in the Zohar and Parshas Emor.
Right. And then he says, "Ula olam,"
and always,
"Ein lezeh shiur, haneshama helek elokus." Right. Yeah. So he says, and really, there is no measurement of the neshama. That's like there's no way of measuring what this portion of godliness is that
very good. Have.
Ula olam hanefesh lo timale, and really, the soul is not full.
Yeah, I mean, if we're making sense of what we said about Don Olam, you see it's portions of your soul. It's not the whole thing. But we said there's a Shoresh Lamala. Moshe was able to be connected to both at the same time. But us normal people, it's higher up, the Shoresh, and we don't really get access most of it.
Right.
Just like even psychologically, Lahavda, we don't access our whole brain, our whole abilities. On a Panemius level, it means we're not really accessing the full potential of who we are, full Neshama, our full being. It's we get to get it in portions, depending on how much we're zoche.
Aval kfi avodat adam zoche la'ir hanefesh ule hashleima. So it says, but according to the service of a person, you could be zoche la'ir hanefesh, to like awaken the soul.
Yeah, to light it up.
Hashleima, into its completion.
I would say la'ir is to light up. with a nine would be a la'ir, to wake up. So the light up, the nefesh la shlima. It's a similar concept. To get to that and la shlima, to then be able to complete it. Al zeh no nitan mitzvah k'mach kosev.
Al zeh nitan ha-mitzvah k'mach ketuv asher yaseh otam ha-adam
v'chai behem.
V'chai behem. Lamshich chiyut ha-neshama el ha-guf u-le-ha-gbir ha-nefesh al-guf.
Wow. This is very deep. This is a lot of
chesidus coming out. So he says, and via this, we give the mitzvot, k'mash ketuv, as it says, asher ya'aseh otam ha'adam, asher ya'aseh otam ha'adam, like, as they will do these people, v'chai behem, and live by them.
Yeah, live by the mitzvahs.
Lamshich chayut ha'neshama, like to draw the life force of the neshama, el ha'guf,
to the guf, to this physical body, yeah.
Le'hagvir ha'nefesh ha'guf, and to le'hagvir is like, I guess, to like bring up.
Yeah, like conquer, yeah, like strength. Conquered. The nefesh gets stronger on the guf.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a gibor, like you get the strength to be la'gvir, to be stronger, the nefesh on the guf. Conquer the nefesh on the guf. So who's running the show? Because you're busy with mitzvahs, and that's what Hashem made you for, v'chai behem, to live in them, so that draws down as chiyas of the neshama to the guf. So when you meet someone who's very ruchnius, you see that they're, it's because it's not just they just get it miraculously, just got this gift. I mean, maybe like Moshe Rabbeinu, certain tzaddikim, but majority of us, the only way you get to that is by doing a tremendous amount of mitzvahs, having a lot of schusim. One of the reasons people go to Rebbe's, what's the reason? Because they have so much schusim. You think about the amount of people they have doing mitzvahs connected to them. They have all these shluchim, they have all these kolalim, they have all this, all these business people that I give tzedakah. They're just tapped into endless mitzvahs. So they have so much koyach and neshama, so much schusim. So they, the neshamas, the nefesh is conquering on the guf with all those people.
So he says, "Va'al yedeh hata lehipuch."
Yeah, the opposite.
Hefech.
Hefech.
Lehipuch. So he says, and via sin, it's the opposite. Shalit haguf al nefesh. It's the control that the body has on the soul.
Yeah. So for Chas Hashem, we're doing sin. So now who's running the show?
Right, it seems to be the body is running the.
I mean, this is like Tanya explained in Tanya, based on Nefesh Bahamas, Nefesh Elikus, Lev Yamin, Lev Small. I've been learning this right now. I'm learning about the Beinoni. This is very foundational concepts in Chassidus, but the Sfas Emes is more talking about it, the Nefesh and the Guf, not the heart level. So it's talking about, it's a different, everyone has different ways of explaining it. But what the Sfas Emes is getting us to, the more mitzvahs we're busy with, the more we'll have Kochem and Neshama to Lesgabe, Nefesh and Guf. But the more we're Chassidim, we're busy with other things, the more it's the other way around, which we don't want.
So he says, "Vze nefesh ki techate lashon chisaron."
Yeah, it's lacking.
So he says, and this is the soul, which is ki techate. Like this is the soul, like what happens when it sins. Lashon chisaron, which is this language of lacking.
Yeah.
Sha'al kol panim tzarich adam liyot binuni.
Oh.
But nevertheless, person needs to be a binoni.
It's interesting. I didn't know that he. He used to bring down this concept. This is Tanya. Idea. Yeah, this concept of Tanya, of a person has to be a Benoni. What does a Benoni mean? He has to have his nefesh rule over his guf. Now, does he get rid of the Yetzirah, the nefesh Bahamas, the whole nukud of the Tanya? No. He still has a Yetzirah there, but he just never lets it run. He never lets it run the show. His neshama is always stronger. His nefesh elikus is always stronger. Wins. Yeah.
That's definitely
different. Yeah.
Nefesh shoftan.
Yeah.
Two of these things are the shoftan. Yeah.
There's like a judgment. They're fighting each other within.
V'lo sheyigaber haguf al hanefesh. It's not that the body is able to overcome the nefesh.
Because if so, that would be what? That wouldn't be a benoni. That would be
less than a benoni.
Midas harashayim.
Right.
It's aspect of the evil ones.
Midas harashayim. But this is the aspect of the evil ones.
And it says about them.
Karuin matim.
Yeah. They're zombies. Excuse me to use that lashon.
death?
Yeah, their life, they're like called dead. Why? Because their life is like, is called death. Why? Because they're not, they're living according to the guf, which is finite, which has a finite power, like constant taiva after taiva.
Not just, living according to the neshama, which is an infinite.
Which is called true chaim, true
chaim. She'ina nefesh shalit liyot et haguf. He says that the soul does not have control over the body.
Yeah.
Aval hatzadikim mashlitin nefesh al guf. But tzadikim have control the nefesh al guf, of the soul over the body. V'az gam haguf b'kolel ha'chaim.
Oh.
And then the body includes life.
It's included in this life of neshama, of nishmasin. So we all get a little boost like that on Shabbos, where we get more elevated. But the tzaddikim, the difference with the tzaddikim, they're always like this. They don't need these high moments to experience that. There's a certain tamidus that consistently are consistent of being neshamadik all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Benanim, like they have moments in the Shama, they have moments where their goof talks, they might not listen to it, but there's still a lot of goof going on in the conversation.
Right.
And that's most of us, Halavaya Benanim. But even based on Tanya, based on Sassamis, even the Tzaddikim, their vote is they get their goof and elevate it to the Kolal, they include it in the life. What's life? Life of Neshama.
Mm-hmm.
Life of, the true life is Neshama, it's Chai Behem, it's Mitzvahs.
He says, "Ubashabbos Kodesh Meir Haneshama Yisera." He says, "In Shabbos Kodesh, it illuminates this extra neshama."
Yes.
"Vezeh hifuch nefesh ki techate." This like flips the soul if it had sinned. But even if it had sinned, it still flips it.
Kach Shabbos.
Adraba hanefesh mitchazek b'shleimut. He says this, to the contrary, if a soul strengthens in completeness.
I don't know, the soul is mischazik, is now.
To the contrary, and to the contrast, hanefesh mischazek b'shleimus, meaning on Shabbos, the soul is actually strengthened by completion.
And that would even be by Benanim, not like the Tzaddikim who already do that anyway.
Right, meaning it's saying like even by all people on Shabbos, that's what's going on.
Yeah, we just have to allow ourselves to be able to experience that beautiful elevation that we get from Shabbos. So that was big chizuk on the idea of understanding how the soul and Moshe and how it relates back to the little Aleph. It's a little bit complicated. I think I gave a little hint there with Odom, the idea of the Aleph, the big Aleph. Like we're not able to do it constantly. We have to tap into times. Yeah? Right. And Hashem gave us ways through Korbanos, through Shabbos. He gave us ways of tapping into this time and the Neshama gets more chiyas, so that we must gabbe on the goof. But it's good to know that there's Tzaddikim, they have Moshe Lamala, Moshe Lamat. They're in a state of Neshama.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the ones who are bringing the Torah to us.
Yeah, very nice.
And the Panimis that we have a chelik as well of Torah within us. And with the angels, they're only fully praising Hashem when Am Yisrael is like in this higher state, all of the angels. So we do affect the lower angels, interestingly. Seems to be a very repetitious one further back. So I think we should learn that. We should learn a little one that's a little bit different. I did have something ready, I'm just looking for it. Oh. Yeah, I think we should do this one all the way at the beginning, when he was younger, ever. Taf Reish Lamed Beis.
Okay.
Nice little short one, but it will finish us off for today.
Okay,
and
perfect.
In a good way, and it's an important concept, because we're going to have to figure out with, like, I don't know if you're going through this, but if say you're not feeling so well, or other things going on in your life, sometimes it's hard to go learn, yeah?
Right.
It's hard to get up and do dhamma, and it's hard to do things. Maybe. So you need to like be able to force yourself a little bit through Ratzon.
Right.
So let's see what he says about that.
So he says, Yakriv oto liratzono melamed shekofin oto v'chul.
Yeah.
So he says, Yakriv oto liratzono, meaning you draw yourself closer to his desire.
Melamed shekofino tobechu. This teaches shekofin. Kofin, like a kofer, is like someone who doesn't believe.
Yeah, but this is without a resh. This kof shekofin means also means the force. Yeah, in this case.
Means the force.
Yeah. I'm going to get that word saduso. I'm going to get that translated at some point. That was the previous one, but now I'm just going to translate.
Finoso.
Yeah, shekofin. Right. It's a famous concept in Chazal. Maybe it's Aramaic also. Kofef kofefim, like straighten out the kofef. Shekofinoso, we force him. It could be it's an Aramaic word. Again.
So he says, Perush Mishirotse Akopanim Liot Tachat O Malchuso Yipra. So he says the explanation is that one who wants, never like Akopanim Liot Tachat O Malchuso, like Akopani meaning like
Let's see, it says the translation of transparency. Oh, but that's with a
Kuf.
Yeah, that's a different word. Shekofin is to force him. Perish, Misha wrote al kaponim liyos tachis o malchuso yisbach. So, like, what's one of the ways of forcing yourself? Is o malchus shemaim.
Misha wrote al kaponim liyos tachat
o malchus yisbach. By the o malchus yisbach. You know, did you know that Shema is Rosh Hashanah's o malchus shemaim? It's a different order. It's a concept that when you're saying the Shema, you're saying O Malchus Shemaim. So Siddiq can bring that down.
Yes, whoever wants, like never, like no matter what, like you can bring yourself under this.
Yeah.
Concept of Malchus Shemaim. Yechol lifoal gam kein sheyeh
kufos. He's saying it again. So force yourself from Shemaim.
Force yourself.
Why doesn't he translate it here?
From Shemaim. Gam kein imrotze bezeh. And this is also the case if you desire this. Because everything is according to the desire of a person. Meaning if a person has a desire for such a thing, then it's going to be, it'll happen.
He brings the translation in, his reflection, interesting. From Shemaim. So everything goes according to the will of a person. There's the very important thing, Yakriv Oso, we say in the whole idea, it's all about ha'odim, is a person really has a very important aspect. We're not just about what we think and speak and do, but there's a whole panemius level of rotzen.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to tune into the rotzen Hashem. This is part of what we're here for. It's based on pikavus, you know, you do the Hashem wants us to do the rotzen of Hashem, and then people will do the your rotzen, that kind of concept, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That's where Star Wars got it from. Yeah? The famous, famous scene when it's like, you know, and Allah Havdo, but Obi-Wan says, you know, he says, let them go forward. You know, when that scene?
I don't know exactly. It's been a long time since I've seen it, but okay.
But he, like, basically gets these dumb stormtroopers to basically go the way through the Force to do what needs to be, you know, to go the way his will.
Okay. What
we understand it's because he's doing rots and Hashem. That's not just because some power magic force or something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Meaning that a person who has a desire basically can even when it's hard, no matter what, you can force yourself into that place.
Yeah, and everything goes after the rotzen of a person, what a person really wants. So it's really important to work on your rotzen, what you really want in life. And that's part of serving Hashem, is tefillah is getting our rotzen more and more clear towards rotzen Hashem, to the Or Malchus Shemayim. And this is part of tuning into the Korbanos and the Parshas Vayikra. This time of year is tuning into certain deeper rotzen. I said the whole idea of Purim is it purifies your rotzen of the drinking and the mitzvahs of the day and the sudas of Purim and the shlach manah, sometimes yavona and the megillah. It's all purifying our rotzen. It's one of the only times you see in the Torah a keser malchus. Keser. Again, keser represents rotzen. Keser is the idea of bringing the keser that's brought down in the megillah sester is the idea of tuning into rotzen. Yeah, shekochelo says shekochelo shekola kasuvim. Yeah, the rotzen, you're building up a rotzen to do rotzen Hashem, and that will give you kach to constantly do. My wife, her birthday today is her name is Masha.
Mm-hmm.
Masha's gematria rotzen.
Mm.
Moshe is gematria rotzen with the kolal. It's also today is Zayin Adar. So what we learn about Moshe Lamala, Moshe Lamata, we're learning about on Zayin Adar, the Yotzai of Moshe Rabbeinu, and also the Yom Yoledet of Moshe Rabbeinu, and my wife's also my birthday, Masha. The idea of Rotzen, of tuning into the Sinor, Zosius Rotzen, tuning into Rotzen Hashem. Again and again, that was Moshe Rabbeinu's Gilui, his Gematria of Rotzen with the collar, constantly showing us the Rotzen Hashem. That's what his shlichus was.
It was all about.
Yeah, and that tuning into that inner Rotzen of ourselves. Everyone has an inner Moshe within each of us. We said we have a chelik of God inside of us, a chelik of the Torah inside of us. Tuning more and more into that inner place of Rotzen, and that will keep us away. And you have to understand, these kind of Torahs is a lot of the answer to all the apikorsis and all the nisyonos that go on until Mashiach comes. Because once you tune into that inner panemius place, there's nothing can touch that place. It's Kodesh Kodoshim, it's panemius. The Yetzer Hara doesn't touch that place. Even Amalek, there's no shlita over there. So the real key is to just start to get more and more into this concept of Rotzen. And that's why when you're learning this concept of Yikra and this, you know, we're learning these korbanos, which seem a bit like far from us. When you start to learn it on an inner level, you realize that it's about developing inner aspects of wanting to do Rotzen Hashem, wanting to be able to bring these korbanos, developing holy desires. This is something which hopefully by learning about it will generate those holy desires, and that will keep us away from the other desires. There's plenty of them. So we need to really work on that, like through learning, through davening, through living it, you know, being a good person, then it will develop these rotzonos towards Hashem, and then we'll be blessed. We mentioned the Shabbos will strengthen that every week more and more, and it's Purim as well, through Simcha and through positive things. And yeah, everything you're doing here is developing it. So
that's Hashem.
And then you can have Hashpah on other people, because like we just said, like Obi-Wan. If Obi-Wan in Star Wars can do it, Kol Shekinah from Yid.
Right, anyone can do it if you're into it.
Once you're tuned into Torah, which is a true Rotzen, not this funny force, real Rotzen Hashem. So then people around you start to want to do Rotzen Hashem. Like, I never understood it. Like, why did my father, like, one, he loves me, but just say a different thing. I've seen with Siddiqim, they're able to mashpir on people a new Rotzen. Remember, we learned that one time.
Mm-hmm.
They put inside us a rotzen. Like, that's why it's important about to be around people that help you develop good rotzonos.
Right.
It's a very fundamental part of a Yiddish and a Shama.
Absolutely.
Okay, we should be blessed.
Wow, Shkoyah. Okay.
Exactly, Mats.
Thank you,
Rabbi. So we started Vayikra in a very strong way, Baruch Hashem.